Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. We had a blast at the 85th Annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, especially because we got to hang out with Tim Montana. This conversation first aired on Friday, August 8th. Let's go.
We are hanging out at the Full Throttle Saloon, the world's biggest biker bar, and just a few hours before Jackal takes a stage, we're getting ready for Tim Montana to take the stage, and Tim is hanging out with us. Tim, how are you, man?
Man, I woke up behind the Full Throttle Saloon and the coach. Life is good, dude. They got an outhouse. We got coffee flowing. We're ready to rock.
That's it, man. Now, you've been to Sturgis before.
Yes, I might have been conceived here.
All right. We'll get to that, maybe. How's it been back at Sturgis now?
It's great, man. I live in Montana now, so it's just an 8-hour jump, which is nothing in the tour world. So, yeah, man, we ran down yesterday from Wise River and stoked to be back in Sturgis.
And it's been a hell of a week at the Full Throttle, man. Hank Williams Jr. played on Sunday night, one of the biggest crowds in the history of the throttle. Tesla on Monday, Disturbed on Tuesday, Gretchen Wilson Wednesday, and then Jackal tonight. Jackal always brings just a huge party, man. Have you seen Jackal before?
I've never seen Jackal. I've become buddies with Jesse, but I've never seen the band play. So this is going to be a first for me. They're going to pop my cherry right here in Sturgis.
That's right, yeah. Well, yeah, that'll be fun to see. But you're going to set the stage for him, man. Yeah. So that's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm good at setting the table, setting the stage. Let's go.
You've got some friends here, right? I think I've seen Robert Patrick walking around, and anybody who follows you on social media knows you guys are tight.
Yeah, the T1000 is here. Actor buddy Robert Patrick, huge motorcycle guy. He owns a Santa Clarita Harley-Davidson. So he's up here, and I think I've convinced him to introduce me tonight. So if the Terminator, the T-1000, sorry, introduces you, it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, the people better be quiet when he takes a stage.
He just does this with his finger left to right.
That's right. So last time we had you on the show, man, it sounded like you were working on some new music. You know, you always kind of post behind-the-scenes stuff in the studio. It's been a few weeks, man. How's the new music going?
Man, we are ready to go. I can't say a lot. I got to be cryptic because Nick will kill me. But, yeah, man, we've got some new music coming. We're really excited. I think we're going to hit the studio in the next month, I would say. Not before I do a werewolf western film, but I'm going to do that. Studio werewolf western. I got casted in another film coming up. And how can you say no to an 1860s werewolf vampire western film? So I'm going to do that and hit the studio.
Yeah, so that's two films this year.
Yeah, yep. That's and there's amazing, another man. One still coming out called There There, where I played a guitar player called Heath the Hessian, and that one hasn't dropped yet, so.
All right. What's, can you tell us a little more about that? Because Heath the Hessian sounds pretty intriguing.
Yeah, I drove a Trans Am, I got to do burnouts, and I got to shred guitar at a funeral.
So not a whole lot of acting, just being Tim Montana?
There was a couple lines that just told me to look cool, do burnouts, and I may have played some George Michael on the guitar, which they ended up using, and I was like, oh, okay.
I love it, man. What's coming after Sturgis?
We're out with Blackstone Cherry for a few more dates, and then some one-off festivals. We go to Reno, but this is just focus on the record, get the record ready, and then, excuse me. Boys, they're banging on the door, folks. People want this show bad. So getting the record done, getting this film wrapped up, hunting season. I have a family. Yeah.
That's right, man. You do it all.
I forgot I have a family. A restaurant in Montana, the Wise River Club. Oh, we just raised
Yeah, let's talk about that. So Billy Gibbons came out to Wise River, Montana, came to the Wise River Club. You guys jammed together on the stage, and you were raising money.
Yeah, so we raised, I think, almost $20,000 for the canine unit. We have the biggest county in the state of Montana, one of the biggest in the country. We have 8 officers that patrol 5,500 square miles. And unfortunately, if you watch the news lately, they're doing a manhunt right now. So not great news for our neighbors up there. We're keeping them in our thoughts and prayers. But anyway, they needed help with their canine unit for search and rescue, cadaver, drug dogs. And so we figured we'd help those guys out. And we sold the show out in like an hour, 2 nights. And Billy got up there, man. He did Blue Jean Blues, Brown Sugar. It was the coolest thing ever. So it's already a historical bar. I feel like those two nights made it more historical.
And was that the first time? I mean, Billy co-owns it with you.
Yeah.
So obviously he's, you know, well-versed in the Wise River Club. Was that the first time you played there?
First time he'd ever played there. And it was awesome. And I said, do you want to do one night? And he said, no, I want to do two. So I think you'll be seeing him around there more often.
I was going to say that might be a tradition.
He fell in love with it. And we just, you know, last year with my record release party, we raised $10,000 for the fire department. This year we raised almost 20 for the canines and the sheriff's department. So I love the, you know, I've lived a lot of life in my lifetime, and the biggest thing, the fulfilling thing that you can do is give back. And and then we're getting ready to do the American Thread Shoot coming up in September.
Which you do that every year, right?
Every year. Yeah. 5 years, me and a couple buddies have raised $1.5 million. We're all volunteer. We donate 100% of the proceeds back to veterans, active duty. Put 8 Gold Star kids through school. So just, yeah, I get wound up in this charity thing. I'm going to end up homeless, but it feels good, right?
Right, yeah. And that's you know, it's one of the most important things. But also feeling good, I got to say this, after the after Billy played Wise River with you, you guys are on the front page of the newspaper, right?
Yeah, man. The Montana Standard, dude, bought 4 copies for my mother. And I was laughing. I put on social media, it said, Guitar Titan rocks Tiny Town. I was like, I didn't know I was a Guitar Titan. I'm totally joking. I know the A pentatonic pretty well, but Gibbons knows A, B, C, and D.
That's right, man. That's right. So, listen, you list all these things, man, these Hollywood films. We've talked about, you know, all the friendships and relationships you've made and the things you've gotten to do. What's on your list, man? Like, I want to check this off. I want to do this.
I want to open for Alice in Chains. So if Jerry Cantrell's listening, that would be cool. Metallica would be cool. Chuck was supposed to put a word in. I don't know if he did. Do you know Chuck at Loudwire Nights? Because he's supposed to put a word in for me and James Hetfield to go bow hunting or trout fishing and then go tour.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to keep rocking and get more music put out and, you know, just go heavier, bro.
And you toured with Jerry Cantrell. So opening for Alice in Chains is...
Yeah.
It seems like it could be in the cards.
I think it could be.
Yeah. And Metallica, I mean, you and James, I think you share a lot of similar interests. And you have your own cigars. James smokes cigars. Seems like you...
And I did
meet... get him a box of cigars.
Yeah, I did meet Robert and his wife. And they are the sweetest people on planet Earth at Jerry Cantrell's birthday party. And Robert looks over and says, man, have you tried these Cantrell beans yet? And I was like, I've been waiting to hear that my whole life from a dude from Metallica. And I was like, no, I haven't. So I had Cantrell beans with Robert from Metallica, which was really cool.
I don't know if we can say Cantrell beans on the radio.
They're good. They're spicy. I like them.
Tim Montana, thank you so much for hanging, man. I cannot wait to see you take the stage at the Full Throttle Saloon. I mean, it's the world's biggest biker bar. You've walked around, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Like the machinery and the motorcycles and the people, and it's such a great experience.
And it's a big deal here, man, because 10 years ago, the original throttle burned down to the ground, and there was nothing left, and they rebuilt. And they rebuilt bigger and bigger. I don't want to say better, because, you know, we got to... keep the legacy of the original going, but just massive, man. And it's only getting bigger and bigger every year. So to see you take the stage tonight is going to be great.
Yeah, man. Can't wait. Rocking with Jackal tonight, Full Throttle.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.